Jason Nathanson's been live tweeting for ABC News as the entertainment reporter there, this case of a he said, she said squeeze at a photo op in 2013 with Taylor Swift. Jason joins us again on WGN Radio. Jason, it's John. You're on the air. How are you?
Good. Good to be here.
Where is the case right now? Are they recessed? Are they done for the day? What's happening?
They're recessed for lunch right now after Taylor Swift took the stand this morning. First time we've seen her testify. And she was on there for about an hour, making it very clear that this guy touched her inappropriately, and that it was intentional, she says. She says that at this meet and greet with David Mueller, the former radio personality, who's there with his girlfriend, this was before a concert in Denver in 2013, that Mueller and the girlfriend appeared drunk at the meet and greet. And when they went for the photo, she says that he grabbed her on her butt cheek. She actually used the A word over and over and over again. And I think there was a point to that, because when you say grabbed your behind, grabbed your derriere, when you're kind of demure about it, it doesn't really seem like a big deal. But when you say the A word, I think it really kind of hit home for the jury that this was a sexual assault. So she used that word over and over again, said it was a very long grab, long enough for me to be completely sure that it was intentional. She said the grab was under her skirt. At first she thought it was a mistake, so she moved on, but it didn't let go. He stayed latched on my bare A cheek as I lurched away from him. I got as far away from him as I could.
She's insisting that it was on her flesh. The picture makes it hard to know what's going on behind her. Can you talk a little bit about what both sides are saying about the photograph?
Sure, and she disputed that. When asked about the picture by Gabe McFarland, who's the attorney for David Mueller, she seemed a little annoyed. She seemed annoyed by most of his questioning, but specifically when it came to the picture, she seemed annoyed. She said point blank, this is a photo of his hand up my dress and on my rear end. I've never said anything different. McFarland on the photo said, well, why isn't the front of your skirt someplace else? Meaning if his hand, David Mueller's hand, was reaching under her skirt from behind, wouldn't the front of her skirt be out of place, rumpled? We would see that, is what he's implying. So he says, why isn't the front of your skirt someplace else? Swift says, my behind is located on the back of my body.
Yeah.
That's why you wouldn't see it doing like that. And she continued, confident, unwavering, my skirt is lifted in that photo, she says, showing it shows the exact moment of the alleged grab. And that's one of the key pieces of evidence that the jury is going to look at. They're going to look at this photo and look for every little instance of what is happening with her skirt. And her mom testified yesterday, if you look at the skirt, there's a part of it on, I think it's Taylor Swift's left side around her hip.
Yep.
The skirt does look like it's lifted up a little or it's out of place.
Yep.
And Taylor Swift's mom said, Taylor doesn't have an ounce of fat on her body. There's no reason for the skirt to lie like that unless it's being lifted up.
Yep, there's a little point on her left hip, and if the skirt were being raised, maybe that was causing it. But my own read on the photograph all day has been that if he had his hand that far up her backside, that the front of her dress would be more disrupted. But I guess it's her word against his. At the end of the day, is that what the experts are saying, Jason, that it's going to be he said, she said?
Kind of, because there's no real definitive evidence. There, you have the picture that does look awkward, and she admitted that it looked awkward. Her mom admitted that it looked awkward, and he admitted, Mueller admitted, that it did look awkward. But, you know, you have the picture. As far, you'll have other people who are going to testify, I think. Her bodyguard. The photographer who was in the room, but they didn't necessarily see him with his hand up her skirt. And she admitted today, the on questioning from his attorney, asked, well, why didn't your bodyguard do something? And she says, you know, I'm not critical of my bodyguard. She blames Mueller. And then she was asked by Gabe McFarland, is Dent your best bodyguard? And she says she doesn't have a competition with her bodyguard. They're just bodyguards. There's no best or there's no worst.
Yeah, right. Well, what was the amount of time that lapsed between the incident and her telling her mom or anybody else about it?
It was minutes from what I understand. And she was also questioned about why she didn't shut down the photo op right then and there. And she said she had fans who were waiting for hours in line. She didn't want to, you know, ruin their night just because of what this guy did. But she told people pretty immediately what had happened. And then eventually they found the guy. and kicked him out of the concert, kicked him off the grounds of the arena.
Really? Well, it's funny. We're all trying to figure this out, and I think the photograph supports his side of the story. But think about it logically. Why would she invent this problem unless something happened?
Right, and that's what she said. She said, you know, I've done a million of these things. He said, you know, maybe he touched her rib, or it was jostling, or it was accidental. She says, I've done a million of these things. There was no jostling. There was no rib touching. She's pointed out that she's experienced plenty of awkward jostling in her career, and this was not that. And that's what the jury is going to have to think about. There doesn't seem to be a logical reason for her to make this up.
Yeah.
But there also doesn't really seem to be a logical reason for him to have done it, unless maybe, as she said, he was drunk, or as his lawyer, her lawyer, has tried to point out, that he was maybe, he felt disrespected because he had to wait in the little kids line for the picture and not the VIP line.
Or maybe he's intoxicated. Hey, we're all having fun here. It's Taylor Swift. Boy, am I going to have a great story to tell when I say, you know how pretty she is? Well, I squeezed her bare bottom. Ha, ha, ha. And he's got that. So he loses his job after this incident happens. Whatever happened, she reported it. His employer fired him after a couple of days. And then a couple years lapses, and then he wants $3 million. Talk about the timeline on all of this.
Yeah, basically, right after it happened, you know, she reported it to various people. They didn't go to the cops because they didn't want to make it public, but they went to the radio station and said, hey, do something about this. And they had a little mini, quote-unquote, investigation, fired him a day or two later. They were pretty quick with that. Then they thought that that was the right thing to do. The guy who runs the radio station is actually the guy who's on the stand right now there at lunch, but he's the guy who's testifying, and said basically that Mueller's story changed a couple times. It seemed like he was lying, so they were fine just firing him. So after that, though, it was 2 years. He couldn't get a job, he says. He applied in a bunch of top 20 markets. He was basically blackballed, blacklisted, however you want to say. Because of this thing that happened, it got out. People knew, and nobody was going to hire him. So that's why, after searching for a job for 2 years and not being able to find one, he decided, well, I'm going to sue Taylor Swift for defamation because this thing never happened, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to sue her because she cost me my job, and I want $3 million.
And this, what we're witnessing today, is her countersuit against him?
It's both of them together, actually. Both suits are on trial at the same time.
Got it.
He sued for the defamation and the money, and so she decided she was done with the whole thing. In her mind, it was taken care of. He was fired. That was it. But once he sued, she decided, well, I'm going to have to countersue then, and I'm going to make this public, and I'm going to make this a thing because I'm suing you for assault and battery because you're bringing this up 2 years later. Why are you doing that? So I'm going to sue.
Jury of eight people, six of them are women. Her mother used the phrase sexual assault. You did a moment ago. How does that play into all of this?
That's what they're calling it, and that's part of her testimony today, and I think why she tried to get as graphic as possible, say that she was touched on her bare cheek, not over the dress or over the underwear. Not that it matters or either one of them are appropriate, but a lot of people have said in talking about this in the court of public opinion, what's the big deal? You know, he touched her butt, no big deal. But if his hand is on her bare cheek, that's clearly something that's inappropriate. So they're making a point that this is sexual assault. This can't happen to anybody, whether you're a big star or, you know, you're a nobody that the public doesn't know. It's not appropriate.
When does this go to the jury, Jason? What's the guess on that?
It's supposed to be a 9-day trial. It seems we're moving pretty quick here.
9 days. Okay.
9 days. So I would imagine sometime next week it's going to go to the jury.
And I guess this resonates a lot more than that incident. I mean, it must speak to a million incidents like this for pop stars, for, as I've been imagining, business executives and employees at retreats where everybody's taking that same dang picture and somebody's had a cocktail, they're getting frisky. It'll be interesting to see what sort of precedent a case like this sets.
And that's why she said that she sued, because this is not... If this happened, and we don't know definitively one way or another, but if this happened, this is not okay. And it happens over and over and over again. We all have stories of it. We all have mothers, wives, sisters who know of these things that have happened throughout their lives. And Taylor Swift is standing up against it.
Reporting for ABC News, the entertainment reporter Jason Nathanson. Jason, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure thing. Take care.